10 Republican members of the House of Representatives voted to impeach Donald Trump as a result of the riot at the Capitol January 6th, 2020. 2021, actually. What's become of them? Let's go over them one by one. And by the way, this is going to be a very busy half hour of the John Carlson Show. We got problems on our ferry boats that are entirely avoidable and entirely the fault of Jay Inslee. We'll tell you why coming up. And later on, Dr. Raul Garcia tells you everything you need to know that you might not be being told by the media about monkeypox. But first, the 10 Republicans who impeached Donald Trump, what has become of them? Well, we know what's become of Jaime Herrera Butler. Jaime voted not only to impeach Donald Trump, but she also caught in that photograph that I wish did not exist of doing a high five with the very annoying Illinois Congressman Adam Kinzinger after the impeachment vote. Anyway, Jaime conceded on Tuesday night. She was narrowly defeated by former Green Beret and Gold Star husband, Joe Kent, who had the endorsement of Donald Trump and Tucker Carlson, known throughout America as the second smartest Carlson in all of news media. What about the other nine? Well, let's go to New York. Representative John Katko, he represents Syracuse in the United States Congress. He voted to impeach Donald Trump in January of 2021. And he announced almost exactly 1 year later in January 2022 that he would retire at the end of his term. So you have Jaime, who was defeated, and John Katko, who retired. Adam Kinzinger, the aforementioned very annoying, self-righteous media hound out of Illinois. He, like Liz Cheney, not only voted to impeach Donald Trump, wanted to serve on the House panel investigating and trying to find a excuse to accuse Donald Trump of criminal conduct for the riot that broke out. He announced last October he would retire. Turned out he, because of redistricting, he would have had to run against a fellow Republican who Donald Trump endorsed. Adam Kinzinger thought better of it and retired. Peter Major in Michigan became the second pro-impeachment Republican defeated in their primary. He lost by less than 4 percentage points to John Gibbs. John Gibbs had not only Donald Trump's endorsement, but also Democrats poured hundreds of thousands of dollars into the Gibbs campaign because they think he will be easier for them to defeat in November. Representative Tom Rice in June. Tom Rice from South Carolina became the first Republican to lose re-election Former State Representative Russell Fry defeated Congressman Rice by more than 25 percentage points. He had the strong support of President Trump. Now, ironically, another member of the House in South Carolina, Republican Nancy Mace, criticized Donald Trump's actions, but said they did not rise to the level of impeachment. So she voted against impeaching Trump while deploring his conduct that day. She, despite Trump's endorsement for her opponent, defeated her opponent. She kept her job. I firmly believe if Jamie Herrera Butler had emulated Nancy Mace and criticized Donald Trump without voting for impeachment, she would be heading to victory again in November. Not voting against impeachment probably saved her job. Congressman Fred Upton from Michigan, who is known for being the uncle of supermodel Kate Upton, who has been Sports Illustrated's one of their favorite swimsuit edition models for years. Anyway, Fred Upton announced in April that he would retire. He voted to impeach President Trump. I think he's a longtime congressman, voted to impeach Bill Clinton as well. Anyway, he announced in April he was retiring. Then we have Representative Anthony Gonzalez. Anthony Gonzalez, former NFL star. He was elected back in 2018. He announced last September, after he voted the previous January to impeach Donald Trump, that he would not seek a third term to the House. Less than 2 months after Gonzalez had voted to impeach Trump, Trump endorsed his former aide, Max Miller, who decided to challenge Gonzalez. Gonzalez was also asked by the Ohio Republican Party Central Committee to resign. Gonzalez said, "You know what? I'm gone. I'm done." So he retires. So that's seven members who impeached Donald Trump. Three of them defeated outright. Four of them choosing retirement. Representative David Valadao in California. Representative Valadao voted to impeach Donald Trump. He had served in the House from 2012 to 2018, and then he lost. Then, in a rematch, 2 years later, he won. On his second day back, he voted to impeach Trump. Unlike other pro-impeachment Republicans, this was the one race where Donald Trump did not endorse a challenger to David Valadao. So he has emerged from the primary in June and will be facing off against a state legislator from California. And that leaves one member, or two members left. Dan Newhouse and Liz Cheney. Dan Newhouse, from Yakima Tri-Cities is the only member, only Republican member of the House who voted to impeach Donald Trump, who so far is keeping his job. He faced half a dozen challengers last week, including Lauren Culp. And in November, he'll be facing off against Democrat Doug White. He's going to win. Dan Newhouse is the sole winner so far. We'll see what happens with Mr. Valadao from California. That's 9 of the 10. The only one left, Liz Cheney from Wyoming, will face primary voters next Tuesday. Her district spans the entire state of Wyoming. Wyoming's so small it only has one member of the House. Harriet Hegeman has the support of Donald Trump in the primary against Liz Cheney. Basically, Liz Cheney is on a kamikaze mission. She signed up enthusiastically for the January 6th committee. She has been a vociferous critic, his most vociferous critic. She is much smarter than Adam Kinzinger. Trump actually traveled to Wyoming to campaign for Liz Cheney's opponent, Harriet Hegeman. It is expected that Liz Cheney is going to lose by double digits. At least Jamie Herrera Butler had a close call.